The World Health Organization denies claims by Islamic clerics in three northern states of Nigeria that the polio vaccine WHO is using is unsafe. The Islamic clerics in the states of Kaduna, Kano, and Zamfara suspended their polio immunization programs on Sunday. The Nigerian Islamic clerics say the vaccine used in WHO's polio campaign is contaminated with substances that can cause HIV/AIDS, cancers, and sterility in women. The head of WHO's global polio eradication program, David Heyman, says he has been aware of these concerns for the last 3 or 4 weeks. He says he has made several trips to the area and has looked at the vaccines that the Islamic groups reject as unsafe.
I have to say that our vaccines are pure vaccines provided by UNICEF to countries working on polio eradication, and the same vaccines are used throughout the world. So we're sure that these vaccines are pure. We understand that there have been some findings that might suggest that there would be elements of female hormones or family planning elements in the vaccine, but our studies have not shown that to be the case. All this vaccine comes from manufacturers who are pre-qualified by WHO.
The Nigerian Islamic clerics say immunizations against polio will be suspended until an investigation into the purity of the vaccine is completed. WHO says it is concerned that this position could adversely affect its efforts to eradicate polio around the world by the end of 2005. Dr. Heyman says only about 13% of the children in the three northern Nigerian states have been immunized against polio. He says over 100 children have been paralyzed because of lack of vaccination. In an ominous sign, he says cases of polio spread from northern Nigeria to the center and south of the country, even to the city of Lagos with its 10 million inhabitants.
In addition, polio has been exported to neighboring countries, Ghana, Niger, Burkina Faso, Togo, and possibly Chad. We're just confirming the Chad viruses now. So what's happening is that Nigeria, by not controlling polio in the north, has become a focus of exporting virus to countries which are polio-free. This is causing paralysis of children in those countries, and in addition is costing about $13 to $14 million to put up the firewalls of immunity to protect those countries from having polio establish itself again.
Dr. Heyman says Islamic heads of state passed a resolution making polio eradication a priority at the Organization of Islamic Conference 12 days ago in Malaysia. He notes that polio is present in only 7 countries around the world. 6 of them are Islamic countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.